This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
This is the BBC.
This is the Finger Licking, Lip Smacking, Cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
Okay, so what's on the menu this week?
Okay, John. Well, I've got some beautifully fresh mackerel that I caught myself. And for me, mackerel at this time of year, I just love it with new potatoes. So it's mackerel, which I'm just going to simply pan fry, and then I'm going to do a brown butter dressed potato, just like a warm potato salad.
Now, when you say you caught this mackerel yourself?
Yes, I was out in a fishing boat last night. One of these organised trips, or, you know, trips on the North Coast. So I went out on one of the boats from Portrush last night.
And did you catch many?
A load. Like a chest of them, a treasure chest. I didn't catch that many, but everybody else did. I had issues with my line a wee bit. No. But I caught a few wee tiny whitings that obviously I have to throw back in again. But mainly mackerel. And there's nothing as nice, John, you know, when you put your line in with all your feathers on it and you get a wee tug and you get six mackerel on it. That's pretty special. So that's one go. You can if you have, yeah, it doesn't happen very often.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm looking at the picture you sent, and it's yes. Gorgeous. You have those kind of almost like tiger stripes up the side, zebra stripes up the side.
Beautiful.
And and the flesh, then the kind of browny, reddy flesh inside.
Gorgeous. If you know, if you want to source fresh mackerel for yourself, and you really need mackerel, you know, spankingly fresh, if you go to a website, it's a government website called Fish is the Dish. And actually, there's a wee Northern Ireland section on it, and it'll tell you exactly all around the province where you can go to get fresh fish.
Happy days.
Whether it's a van or a fish shop, so that's your bits, and they'll source it properly. So,
fish is the dish.
Fish is the dish. That's your job.
So this is mackerel spuds, and brown butter. Then what's brown butter?
Brown butter, just the French call this beurre noisette. So it's like a brown butter. You see, what I've done is, I don't know if you heard it sizzling there, but the butter I had in the pan is now kind of foamy, but the foam is starting to subside a bit. So at that stage, I'm going to put in, and it's golden, but it's not. You want to get a nice nutty brown colour.
So it's not burnt? It's not burnt butter?
No, it's not burnt. Not yet, but it more or less will be. But I think burnt, that is what it's technically called, but I think we'll call it nutty brown butter.
Okay.
Because it's, and if you can hear that now, I've just put in some very finely chopped shallot and a nice bit of fresh rosemary. So I'm going to let that, and the smell from that immediately, John. I've got another nice hot pan here, and what I've done is I've just scored the top of the mackerel just through the, you know, the skin.
Uh-huh.
And I've just got a wee bit of oil in the pan. I've just rubbing the mackerel with sea salt, and then just put that into the pan. And if you can put it in a hot, really hot pan, but put it away from yourself. But you don't need too much oil in this. And then because this is so fresh, John, I'm just going to press it down a wee bit into the pan.
Oh, because it's probably still a wee bit stiff, is it, with the, given that it's so fresh?
It's so fresh, but it'll sort of bounce up on you when it's so fresh. So just grab it a wee press down. And you know, if you've got I've got a nice, pretty new non-stick pan. But you see, if you're worried about your pans, and sometimes, you know, when you put it in skin side down, and it can go a wee bit, you know, can stick on you.
Yeah.
Just cut out in the shape of your pan, a bit of non-stick parchment paper.
Oh, yeah.
And just put that in the pan and then put your fish down in that, John, and that will give you, that's a nice insurance policy.
Good idea.
I'm just looking at this now and I can see the side of the fish has nearly gone golden, and you can see where it was lovely and pink and opaque, it's now starting to go a lovely white colour up the side. So I just get, and I don't move it in the pan either. I know we're all tempted to move it around, but we're just going to leave that. And the great thing about mackerel is it's so fresh, you know, when it's fresh, and it's so, it's like a fast food, because I'm cooking this now and it's nearly, I can see it's halfway done, John,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So into the pan now, my onions, back to the dressing, the onions have gone nice and golden, and the brown, the butter is nice and nutty and golden now. So what I'm going to do is just take a nice big tablespoonful of horseradish sauce, which is beautiful with mackerel. I've got some balsamic vinegar here, but if you have a nice white wine vinegar, just add it. Good drizzle of that. And then just a nice splash of olive oil. So you're making a dressing here. And that's the smell from that, John. I can't begin to tell you. Onions, horseradish, and the lovely balsamic. So I'm flipping over the mackerel now. And then at this stage, John, I've flipped it over and I'm turning the pan off.
And that's it, cooked?
That's it. Just let it rest, because you've got that residue heat in the pan and you do not want to overcook it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's lovely and golden on top now. And then we've got that dressing. I'm just going to put in a load of chopped flat leaf parsley, or any parsley actually. And I've already boiled my queen potatoes.
Well, tell us about the spuds then. What kind of spuds did you go for?
These are queens, and they're from, they're just grown not far from here. And what I did was just give them a good scrub, cut them up into about, you know, half an inch thick discs,
mm-hmm.
Put them into cold water, a bit of salt, brought them up to the boil. When they're just done, drain them well, and that's it. And they're warm now. And I'm just going to toss that brown butter into that. And then the warm butter hits the warm spuds, and it'll sort of soak up a wee bit of it. And then just take your nice spud here, John, a spud salad, and put the mackerel on top. And if you want a few wee leaves or something with that, but see the mackerel now, it's off the heat, it's still sizzling a wee bit. But you know, if you touch the skin on top, and it just feels nice, it feels firm, but a wee bit bouncy, you know, if you know what I mean, just
yeah.
A wee bit, it's got a wee tiny bit of give, and that's it, perfect now.
That sounds gorgeous.
And that's your best way of doing mackerel.
Done in the pan, queens sliced and tossed in this brown butter with onion and parsley as well. Oh,
And a bit of horseradish. Nothing. A few scallions maybe if you wanted to put into that as well. And you see that potato salad? That potato salad, even if you just sat down and had a big bowl of that potato salad on your own, you don't need the mackerel, or it'd be lovely with roast beef or a nice steak or some roast chicken or pretty much anything, John.
Paula,
it would make tripe and onions taste good.
Paula, enjoy your mackerel.
Thank you.
It sounds gorgeous.
Thanks a million, John.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.